Hi and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by nine because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. We have a new theme song. You guys have heard it a couple times now, but it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the same, but it's good.
But it's good.
I know. It's a morning day because we have to, you know, do what we can when the summer is winding down.
Is it winding down already?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's a winder.
I know.
I mean, it's still here, but it's winding. So, Gretchy, this week, guess what I did?
What did you do?
I organized my house.
You are so impressive.
Well, I think so.
Of course you do.
I went to a friend's house and I saw her pantry. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What kind of pantry is that? Are you the Kardashians? Because that's what it looked like. And she's like, no, I hired this company. And I just started following that company on Instagram. And it's real good. However, I, at one point in my old house, did hire a company. She wasn't as good, even as my own skills, I'll have to say. And guess what? I ran into her at the Container Store this week.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, she's going to know my basket of organizational
that you're
containers
doing it yourself.
That I'm doing it myself. So I ducked and covered and like ran away.
Oh, yeah. I hate that feeling.
Yeah. I mean, there's times, right, where you're like, oh, my God, I don't want to see you right now. I don't know if I ever want to see you again. But if I did, it wouldn't be buying containers. I'll tell you that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Have you ever had something like that?
Well, yeah, actually, I have. So I joined a fancy gym.
Oh, Gretchen's gym is the best gym on the planet. She sent me a picture. Just side note about your freaking gym.
Yeah.
It has a massive water slide, like a water park water slide at the gym for the kids. This is crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What can I say? We're pretty spoiled in Orange County.
Fancy pants.
Fancy pants. So when you join this gym, okay, side note, I'm not bougie, but this place has the most insane childcare. They have karate classes and gymnastics and all this stuff. And if you add up how much I was spending on my kids doing extracurricular activities versus joining the gym where they give them all those classes there.
No, it's free.
It's free. They can do 3 hours of classes a day.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. So then it's like a bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And they're like legit classes.
That is so
And what's bananas. So funny, my kid's favorite class is Spanish. They love going to Spanish class.
Really?
Yeah. Adios, mama.
Oh my gosh. That is so, I want to go to that gym.
I know. You have to come down at least for like the day and we'll just hang out at the gym.
It's called Planet. What is it called?
No, it's called Lifetime.
Lifetime. Lifetime.
Yeah.
They need a Lifetime. Lifetime, if you're listening, can you please open one in the valley?
I don't
somewhere?
Know why you don't have one up here. It seems like their crowd, the Calabasas crowd, would be all over it.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, the Calabasas, I don't know. I mean,
they all have their own gyms. You would think that too.
In their house.
You know what? I know. But you know what? It's such a like a scene at my gym. You know, I don't care. But I do enjoy. I get to like people watch. I see a couple housewives there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
I'm
so
coming.
Basically, when you sign up, you pay like a membership fee and then they give it back to you in, they call them lifetime bucks. So then you have to spend them within the gym and there's a salon there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Even a salon. Is there a Starbucks in that?
There is a cafe. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. There's actually a Medi Spa too. Like you could go get Botox at my gym.
God.
It's crazy. Yeah. So I've got to take advantage of getting my hair did for free. I've got to use up my lifetime bucks. So I went in and we've talked about how blonde hair is tricky.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I went in and I talked to the salon manager and I said, who does your best blonde? And she said, oh, this guy. We'll call him Mark.
Okay.
Okay.
Mark.
I said, great. Sign me up. Okay. Mark comes walking out and on the day of my appointment, and I knew, we'll just say, I knew it wasn't going to go well.
Oh, God. Okay. I remember this.
Yeah.
It didn't go well.
It didn't go well. I came out with real, Mark is from New Jersey. Okay. And I feel like nothing against New Jersey, but we're not in New Jersey. And I got real New Jersey hair. It was real chunky.
Yeah. It was the like skunky type of look.
Yeah. Okay. So I still, because I have low self-esteem, would try to say hi to Mark every time I would see him around the gym. And he would never say hello to me. You know, just walking through. I see him when he's working out or whatever. And I had spent 3 hours in his chair talking to him. So then eventually I had more lifetime bucks and they were going to expire. And I thought normally I would just go back to Mark because I am loyal like that. But I thought, no, I don't need to. He won't even say hi to me.
Yeah. No, okay. You don't need to.
So I went back to the salon and I got Nicole. Okay.
Is this when we talked about it when you came here with that real good hair that one day? That's
yes.
Who you went to.
Yes. Yeah. That's who I went to. So I went to her and was like blown away. Oh my gosh. She's my hair girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going to her even after I don't have any lifetime bucks to spend in the salon.
Your hair looks real good.
But so while she was doing my hair, she walked away. I saw Mark in there. Okay. Mark, who has not been able to say hello to me for 2 months. And as soon as she walked away to go like mix the color or whatever, he came up to me in the salon while I'm in somebody else's chair. And he's like, hi, how are you?
And did you want to be like,
I wanted
go
to
go up yourself.
I wanted to crawl and up into a ball.
This is so your personality. Like, you get all shamed and you're like embarrassed. And now you're going to probably sulk about it while you're still sulking like, about
oh
it for like 2 months later.
Oh my gosh, I feel so bad. Except
Don't
for that
bad.
I didn't because she did good hair.
Yeah, no, listen. I went back to my old hair guy. Remember, because I had like a hair disaster where it turned orange.
Yes.
And so I had pre-booked all these appointments with my previous girl. And then I had to tell her that I fired her.
Oh, you did?
Yes, because I had to cancel the appointment. And she knows, hello, I'm blonde. So it's not like I'm not going for 6 months. So, I canceled the first one, not telling her. And then the second one, I just said, you know, I went back to my old hair guy. I still really love you because I do. She's a great person. But it just, you know, it is what it is sometimes.
Breaking up with hair people is hard.
It is.
Usually I just move cities.
And, you know, I see her, like I've seen her walking around. Like she lives relatively close. And this city is, as big as it is, it's
I feel like we saw her. Didn't we drive past her one day?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. See, it's small world. And last night, Gretchen and I went to dinner and we ran into like 5 people we knew.
Well, that you knew.
Well, then I knew, but
I don't know anybody.
Now you know them. Mm. Even one of them gave you a hug. That was real sweet.
Oh, yeah. She was real sweet.
I told you.
Yeah.
She's kind of known. And, you know, you would think that she wouldn't be as sweet as she is, but she is just the nicest person.
And you know what else? I heard her talking to the hostess.
Yeah.
And that's really how I gauge people, how they talk to people in the service industry.
Yeah.
And she was real nice.
Yeah, she is really nice.
Yeah.
I love nice people. We really enjoy that. So Gretchy is on the mic today.
I do. I am.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Okay. I'm going to tell you about Jessica Boynton.
Boynton.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay, well, today's story takes place in Griffin, Georgia. It is a town of 24,000 people.
Oh, small.
Small.
You know, sorry, side note. There's a lot of crime in Georgia.
Yeah.
And a lot of corruption. Like,
oh, yeah.
Police corruption. I don't know if that's this.
Yes,
case.
Yes. There is some police corruption in this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah, I got a little familiar with the police department in Louisiana. Well, they have like parishes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a little corruption going on down there, too.
Oh, for sure. By the way, before you start with the Jessica Boynton, why don't we cheers?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Coffee cups, because we are early morning risers today. And
coffee.
I'm trying to get to tennis. You know, I structure my day real tight because I'm real busy.
Yeah, you're real busy.
You know?
And more dedicated than I am.
I'm like.
And younger.
And younger.
Okay.
But not blonder.
You know who's younger than you? Jessica Boynton.
Okay. When was she born?
I don't know the year off the top of my head, but she's younger.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So, Griffin, Georgia, the home of newlywed high school sweethearts Jessica and Matthew Boynton in 2016. Jessica was a stay-at-home mother of two.
Wait, did you just say that they were high school?
Yeah, they were high school sweethearts.
Oh, sweethearts. Okay, but they didn't just graduate high school.
No.
Okay, got it.
But, you know, and actually, I think she was only like 19 or 20 when this happened.
Okay. So she kind of did.
Yeah.
Get it going early.
She had kids before she got married, but then they got married, you know.
Yeah. Down with it.
Yeah. So she was a stay-at-home mom with a 2-year-old and an 8-month-old baby. Her husband, Matthew, was a police officer. Popo.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like the man in a uniform.
Yeah. Matthew really loved it too. He loved the brotherhood the police force provided. His grandfather, Wendell Beam, was actually the county sheriff.
Family affair.
Yeah. They would appear to be a nice young couple with a bright future, but apparently not. After only 6 months of marriage, Matthew reported to his fellow police officers that the relationship was in trouble and had become pretty volatile. He would tell them things like Jessica would put her hands on him and their fights were getting worse. He didn't ever formally complain about her, like file a report, but it seems like maybe since this was a habit of his, he wanted some kind of record of her behavior.
Got it.
So Jessica wanted to keep her own record of Matthew's behavior for herself as well. She kept a red notebook hidden from him in their closet of their apartment. In it, she would keep track of all things like his comings and goings. You see, Jessica had actually recently just figured out that Matthew was having an affair after she went into his Facebook messages and found out he was having some romantical convos with another female. How do you think she reacted to this, Tab?
Not very well.
Oh, no. Actually,
I would call that. No.
Yeah, she was happy because she wanted out.
Okay.
She was done.
Oh, she was done.
Yeah.
And you know, she didn't have her ego hurt.
Oh, well, maybe.
Okay.
But I mean, she was over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking for a way. And that was the way.
So she called this red notebook the divorce diary. So she was stockpiling evidence against him of the affair before the separation would officially start and custody would come into question.
She's so smart, right?
Yeah. For a young girl.
Really smart.
Yeah. So one April night in 2016, around 9 p.m., Matthew reports to an officer that he had another fight with Jessica. She was poking him in the chest. So, and this time it was like an official report.
Okay.
Okay.
He's dotting his I's and crossing his T's as well, it sounds like.
So he after that fight, he left. Jessica then went over to her neighbor's apartment with her two kids, distraught about the fight. While she was there, Matthew began texting Jessica to go to Walmart to pick up baby formula. According to the neighbor whose house she was at, she was nervous that something bad was going to happen that night, and so she asked Jessica to come back to her place after the shopping was done, but Jessica never came back. So around 10:15 p.m., Jessica is seen with Matthew and the two kids on the Walmart surveillance videos, which, like, really? At 10:15 at Walmart?
Seems late.
Seems late. I mean, I am like the worst person ever. My husband really hates it when it starts getting dark early because I'm like, no, it's 5 o'clock. I don't care. It's dark out. Not going anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to even take my kids to the store.
And why do you need to go buy formula together? Like, yeah, can't just one of you just go?
At 10:15?
Yeah.
I would. 10:15, yeah. With your, like, children? Yeah.
Oh, no. My gosh. Mm-hmm. That sounds like no fun awful at all. Yeah. Okay. But whatever. Okay. So they are seen entering the store, having what appears to be an argument in the baby aisle, and leaving together in Matthew's black truck. So that's all seen on Walmart surveillance video.
Okay.
Okay. The next thing that we know is that Michael called another officer again to tell him that Jessica had refused to leave Walmart with him. But we know that she didn't. Because we saw it on the surveillance video.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Strange, right?
Yeah.
Then an officer came to the house around 11 to take the official report about Jessica poking him in the chest.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So at 12, Matthew leaves Jessica and the kids at the house and goes to meet another officer at the Waffle House.
Okay, wait. So just to go back, he says that she didn't leave, but she was at the house when he made the report.
He called in the report earlier. And then that is not what the officer was filing a report about, was not about the fact that she didn't leave with him.
Right. But that's just what he told somebody.
That's just what he told somebody. Okay. Yeah.
And then she ended up showing up at the house, whether or not she went with
him. Now, whether or not that officer saw her at the house when he was there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So Matthew, I mean, I hope if she was there, I hope that she was like inside sleeping because it's late. She's got two kids.
Yeah.
They should be sleeping too.
And he says he leaves at 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he leaves Jessica and the kids at 12 and goes to meet another officer at the Waffle House just to chit-chat, have waffles.
At 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Because that's normal.
Not normal for me.
If Sean was going to go meet his friend at 12 o'clock at night at the Waffle House, I'd be like, you mean the brothel house?
You're like, first of all, no. Yeah, and it's not keto. Okay.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No. Okay. Well, he never really made it inside the Waffle House because he claims that before.
Surprising.
Yeah, I know. He says that before he left to go to the Waffle House, Jessica was very upset and he thought she might be having a panic attack, but he just shut the door on her and left anyways. And before he got to the Waffle House, he received the following text from her. Okay, I'm going to read the text. I can't do this anymore. Take care of Tolan and Tyler. Tell them I love them every day. I have been suffering a while and no one has noticed. Here lately, I have not been able to recognize the person I see in the mirror. This is not the first time I have had suicide thoughts. I love you and the boys. Okay? So according to him, he called in the situation to dispatch, you know, from his car. En route to the Waffle House.
Okay.
Okay. And he turned around, went back to the house, but he arrived before the officers did. He said that he entered the apartment and he could hear the baby crying and two shots fired. He then tried to enter the closet where he keeps his service gun, but it was locked. And so he grabbed his police radio off the counter, went outside of the apartment and radioed in, two shots fired. Be advised, I smell gun smoke. Okay, so there's a couple of strange things about this.
A couple?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the fact that he leaves to go to the Waffle House, but then turns around and and is like, oh, my wife shot herself.
Okay. It's pretty hard to shoot yourself twice, don't you think?
Yeah, I do think that.
So that's like your first red flag.
That, yeah. I mean, it wasn't, because I wasn't thinking like about, you know, one shot, then pulling the gun again.
And he hears the shots fired, but he
doesn't run to save her.
He doesn't run in to save his kids, and he hears them crying.
And why would they
would
be crying?
Would you ever?
Why would they be crying even at midnight?
Know.
They wouldn't be crying.
But
I mean, maybe after the gunshot.
What would stop you from walking in and getting your kid? He's saying he walked in, heard the shots, heard the kid crying, walked back out.
Yeah, he's a liar.
Okay.
Guilty already.
Okay. Okay, so officers arrive and they find the 2-year-old is sleeping and the baby was crying, but the baby was fine. And they kick in the door from the closet and find Jessica with her head positioned on a blood-soaked pillow and Matthew's gun underneath her.
So I have this little ritual now. Every couple weeks, I open my Acorns app and check out my potential screen. It's this page that shows how much money could grow over time. And honestly, it's become my favorite screen on my phone. It makes me feel so calm and kind of proud. Like, okay, I am actually doing something for future me. Acorns believes that everybody's money has potential, and I believe it too. And if you want to see what your money is capable of, well, Acorns Potential Screen makes it so easy. Acorns is a smart way to give your money. I've talked to you guys about it before, and it's really a smart way to give your money a chance to grow. It's so easy. You can sign up in minutes and start automatically investing your spare money, even if you got spare change. And it really does grow with you. Whether you're just starting out or thinking about settling down, Acorns supports your goals no matter where you are in life. I love that I also don't have to be a financial expert, because I am not. So Acorn makes it very automatic. Plus, everything is in one place. You can invest, save, give money your chance to grow without juggling a bunch of apps, which I absolutely love. Sign up now and Acorns will boost your new account with an extra $5 bonus investment. Join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $27 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to get started. Individual is a customer of Acorns and received a cash compensation for providing this testimonial. Compensation provides an incentive for the customer to recommend Acorns, and therefore all opinions within this material are biased. Testimonies are not representative of the experience of all customers and are not guaranteed for future performance or success. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Okay, Disco Biscuits, you already know that I love Revolve. It is the best place to shop. It is my go-to for literally everything from everyday outfits to sweatsuits that I really love to wear when it's cozy and freezing cold outside, date nights. I absolutely love my Free People barrel jeans. They are so comfy, and I either wear them with tennis shoes just for every day and a sweatshirt, or I dress them up and I put a pair of heels on and I put a cute shirt and a belt, and then I go out for a date night. They are the best. I also just got the cutest sparkly holiday dress from Lovers and Friends, and it was not even expensive. They have everything for everybody, whether you are into designers or you're into, you know, the more fair price stuff. Revolve has it all. And right now their holiday shop is live. They have sparkly dresses, cozy sets, the cutest gifts ever. If you have a teenage daughter, go to Revolve. It's all curated in one place, so getting your holiday ready is actually really easy. Revolve has over 1,200 brands, 100,000 styles, and they have new arrivals every single day. And I'm telling you, whether you're an XXS to a 4X, everything for everybody. Also, their customer service is great. The shipping comes, I think, within 2 days. It's so amazing. Plus, the returns are easy, easy, easy. The most easy returns that I've ever had with shopping online. So I fully recommend them. So whether you're looking for a big night out, or you just want to update your holiday wardrobe, or you need a gift, head to revolve.com/clink and take 15% off your first order with your code CLINK. Offer ends December 21st. So hurry up and happy shopping. Ever feel like no matter how much rest you're getting, you're still running on empty? That was me, literally a few months ago. It was constant fatigue, brain fog, and it turned out to be linked to my iron deficiency, you guys. It actually affects 1 in 3 adults, especially women. The problem is that most traditional iron supplements don't really solve the problem. Your body only absorbs about 10 to 15% of the iron, and then the rest just kind of lingers in your gut. That's what makes you nauseous or constipated. All of it not good. And that is why I recommend Citerol. It's powered by a patented sucrosamol. This delivery system shields the iron so it can pass safely through your stomach and actually be absorbed by your body that needs it. The results are super absorption, 3 to 4 times better than the standard iron, clinically proven effectiveness compared to an IV. What? I know. And it's gentle on your stomach. No nausea, constipation, no metallic taste. It's amazing. Plus, it's vegan and gluten-free and trusted worldwide as Italy's number one iron supplement. Join over 2 million people who have already discovered Citerol and found the support they needed. Head to pharmanutra-us.com and use code CLINK for 10% off your first order. That's pharmanutra-us.com. Promo code CLINK for 10% off today.
The whole discovery can actually be seen on footage from the officers' body cams. You can hear Matthew in the background of this footage sounding distraught and saying, "She told me she loved me before she did it." That was probably not my best reenactment.
Or maybe it was.
I don't know. Okay. So when they examine her, they find that she is still breathing. They pull her out of the closet and start looking for the bullet hole to stop the bleeding, but her hair is so blood-soaked and matted, they can't find it. EMTs arrive and Jessica is transported to a Atlanta trauma center. When the neighbor that Jessica had been with earlier that night sees all the lights and commotion, she runs outside and asks officers if it was Jessica, and they confirm that it was, and she said that something else happened and that she was with her earlier and she was not suicidal. But that never seems to be a factor into how this case was investigated. Also, side note, this neighbor that I keep mentioning,
yeah,
that has spoken out about her account of what was going on with Jessica and Matt, she's given interviews, but she's always like super disguised, voice disguised, because
she's scared.
She's scared, and she works for local law enforcement.
Mm.
Yeah. So it was all just treated like a suicide, despite all the red flags, which I'm going to tell you what they are. Okay?
Yes, please.
One red flag is the fact that the neighbors in 4 different apartments say they heard something that could have been gunshots around 11 p.m., but no one besides Matthew heard gunshots at 1 a.m.
Yeah, because he did it before he left for the Waffle House.
Okay. You're smart. You've been listening to true crime.
Doesn't take a rocket scientist.
Okay. Another red flag is that there is no blood spatter in the closet.
Oh.
Okay.
Another
red flag is that the divorce diary that Jessica had been keeping was out in the open. You can clearly see it out in the open on the officer's body cam footage. This is also unusual because Jessica was making a point of keeping it hidden away from Matthew. Remember, she was collecting evidence to use against him to get custody.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is unusual about this is that there were pages ripped out of it, which are nowhere to be found.
He found it, got real pissed, killed her, wrote the suicide note, tried to make it up. Sorry, I'm telling your story.
Well, you are right and you're wrong.
Okay. I'll keep listening.
Okay, yeah. So while Jessica was en route to the trauma center, County Sheriff Matthew's grandfather, Wendell Beam, was informed, and he decided to have deputies inform her family that she was dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Okay.
But she wasn't dead.
She wasn't dead yet.
Yeah.
At this point, she wasn't dead. Okay, hello. That's weird.
That's weird.
Okay, so Jessica arrives at the hospital and they shave her head so they can access the gunshot wound. But they never found one. Because it turns out Jessica was never shot.
Shut.
Yeah, she did have a wound on the top of her head that doctors determined resulted from blunt force trauma.
No freaking way.
Mm-hmm. Investigators examined the scene and after finding two shell casings and two bullet holes and one bullet in the closet, they determined that Jessica shot herself in the top of the head. Okay, imagine how awkward. That doesn't make any sense. Mm-mm. Okay. In the top of the head, and then the gun went off by itself.
Oh, yeah.
As it was falling down.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. So they did find Jessica's DNA on the gun, but her hands were never tested for gunshot residue at the hospital, and Matthew was never tested for gunshot residue either. And it should also be noted that Matthew had changed his clothes. And we know this because there is footage of him from earlier that night at Walmart.
Yeah.
And then there's also footage of him from the body cams. Okay. So one thing Matthew did volunteer to police officers that shouldn't have contributed to their investigation of the crime scene, but might have, is that he was pretty quick to tell them that Jessica had just told him that the baby wasn't his.
Is it true? It's not his?
I think maybe it is. You know, I think maybe it's not his, but it doesn't give him a right to kill her.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing gives him the right to kill her.
Yeah, nothing.
But.
And it shouldn't play a role in this, but I think he was painting a picture of, you know, she's cuckoo ca-choo. She killed herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So regardless of all these pesky details, the Georgia Bureau of Investigations closed the case and said Jessica died as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and Matthew had already returned back to work and he retained custody of his kids before the, quote, investigation was closed. Okay? Do you know what the problem is with this?
No.
Okay. She was never shot, and also she's not dead.
Yes. Okay. So the blunt force trauma, do they know that?
Yes. So there is an official.
You know how everyone talks about women's hormones, but no one really explains what it actually means for you? As we head into the holidays, this is the perfect time to finally support your body and maintain optimal hormone levels so you can feel your best. And I have been talking about Happy Mammoth for years now. I have taken them for years. I absolutely love this company, and they created this product called Hormone Harmony. I actually gifted it to Jenny years ago, and she absolutely loved it and has ordered it over and over again because it really does work. It's a powerful herbal formula with 12 adaptogens chosen for their science-backed benefits. It's designed to support your energy, clarity, confidence, and overall sense of just feeling yourself again. It's made by Happy Mammoth, a company known for zero compromises, no GMOs, no artificial fillers, just high quality ingredients. And they've helped over 2.4 million women, me and Jenny included. They actually surveyed over 1,800 women recently and that have tried Hormone Harmony, and the results are incredible. 86% started losing weight, 77% noticed improvement in their mood, who doesn't want that, and 100% said they felt like themselves again. And with over 50,000 reviews, 98% of women say that they'd recommend it, and I recommend it also. Imagine gifting this to yourself, this kind of support, before the new year. We all need to. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order, the entire order, at happymammoth.com. That's happymammoth.com. Just use our code CLINK at checkout. Housewives, a true crime podcast episode, is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, and monetary magicians. These are just a few things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. That's like me, you guys. I actually have Progressive. I must be a genius. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, or more, like owning a boat. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Who doesn't want that? Visit progressive.com to see if you could save on your car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. I know you guys don't want to probably hear this, but the holidays are sneaking up fast and it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have some fun with it. And let me tell you, Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping really stress-free. Trust me, I do it. I've been using Uncommon Goods for years, actually going to their site. I get my husband's stuff there all the time. Also, I have a friend. He's very hard to shop for and I find stuff there all the time. Also, for a girlfriend, I found this handmade personalized charcuterie board, and it's made by an independent artist, which I absolutely love, and I'm putting my girlfriend's name right on charcuterie board. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, and because they're made in small batches, the best finds sell out fast, so don't miss it. From moms and dads to foodies, book lovers, and teens, they truly have something for everyone. And every purchase, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. So shop early, have fun, cross some names off your list today, and get 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/clink. That's uncommongoods.com/clink for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
From the Bureau of Investigations, an official report, I have seen it, that says Jessica Boynton died.
Oh my God. But she's not dead.
But she's not dead. And she was not shot.
Okay.
Yeah. That's crazier. Okay. So another theory is that they got into an argument. Maybe Jessica pulled out the divorce diary or Matthew just found it and there was a struggle with the gun and Matthew hit her over the head with it, injuring her enough to cause a pool of blood, and this knocked her unconscious and it went off. This was not premeditated, so Matthew was like flustered and assumed the bullet went in her head, causing all the bleeding. He then panicked and decided to stage a suicide, taking Jessica's phone and sending those texts to himself. He had plenty of time to do this between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. when he called it in.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That sounds like a very pliable theory.
Yeah, that's what I think happened.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So what happened, according to Jessica, well, she wishes she remembered, but she doesn't.
Okay, wait. So she survives.
She survives. She's in a coma for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And she survives.
Amazing.
Amazing, right? So she doesn't remember what happened that night. What she does say is that her boys are her everything and she's never been suicidal. Also, we just did a suicide case. I mean, there is a lot of buildup.
She didn't try to kill herself. She has children. It's not... No.
Well, you know what else she says? She says that she would have never texted him that she loved him.
Because she didn't.
She's like, because I didn't. She's
yeah.
Like, I hated him then. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he wrote that. You could tell anyways. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. So this is where an angel in the form of a truck driver named Will Sanders steps in to help Jessica out. Will's hobby is looking into cases and diligently trying to uncover new evidence that can help victims. This guy seems like our people.
Yeah. I'm like, does this guy listen to us? Because he sounds like he should.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Will.
He's awesome.
I like Will.
Yeah, we do. So Jessica liked him too. She trusted him enough to actually hand over evidence like the divorce diary after she received it back from the Giorgio Bureau of Investigation, mm-hmm. GBI. I'm just going to call GBI.
Yeah.
Like, so he still has it in a sealed evidence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was also able to get a hold of Matthew's phone records. I'm thinking somehow Jessica facilitated this And what he discovered was that after Matthew received Jessica's suicide text, but before he called 911, he was texting his side chick. Who, by the way, is actually a police dispatcher.
Oh, what'd you know?
So he was texting her casual LOL messages. Like, there were a lot of them, like over 60.
Over 60 between suicide and...
Yeah.
Him calling 911.
Yeah. Okay. At one point, he does say, give me a few to text you back, .. Long story. And that is...
I mean, that... Come
that's
on.
In the midst of all of the chaos.
The mayhem. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, at the same time, he claims that he left the apartment and didn't re-enter until police showed up. But Will pointed out that in a crime scene photo, and actually on the body cam footage, you can see Matthew's phone on the counter, and his phone records show that he had to have re-entered because he was texting at the same time with that phone. So what this means is he was saying he was outside on the radio calling it in, but actually he was inside calling it in on the radio and also texting his side chick. Because he wasn't worried about what was going on.
I hope this guy's in jail.
Well, let me tell you. So while Jessica is still in a coma, Matthew decides to move out of the apartment. And some of Jessica's things went missing. When Jessica was released from the hospital and she realized it, she filed a report about it. So because of this report, Matthew was questioned and he claimed he didn't have any of her things. This was a big mistake for Matthew because it actually led to him being fired. A year after the shooting, Matthew's girlfriend took video footage of a bag full of Jessica's things in the police storage room. And guess what she did with it?
What?
She gave it to Will Sanders.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. I'd like to know who this chick. Yeah, she turned on him. Yeah. That's
awesome.
So Will turns it into the police and reminds them that Matthew has signed a written statement that he does not have any of Jessica's things. This leads to Matthew being brought in for questioning. And in his interview, he admits that he knowingly made a false statement. So he was charged with making a false statement and breaking his oath of office. But they actually couldn't find the actual oath of office. It's like a certificate.
Yeah.
It's a police official thing. Okay. And so because they couldn't find it, they actually cleared him of those felony charges he was facing.
What kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Wackadoo GBI, come on.
Yeah, a local Georgia reporter actually managed to get her hands on his oath of office by just taking a trip down to the county clerk's office. But it didn't change anything, including the fact that in his taped confession, he admitted to being guilty of the charges he faced.
I just can't anymore.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you might be thinking, what the fuck?
Yes, I am. And I didn't want to say it because I'm trying not to say the F word.
I know. I know. But I think that is it's an appropriate time.
It is. That is exactly what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Will is the reason this case got so much attention. He is the whistleblower, and the Griffin PD, they didn't like that. They were able to actually get a search warrant for Will Sanders' private Facebook messages without his knowledge, based on what they said was an ongoing burglary investigation they had. It's worth noting that the same DA's office that couldn't find Matthew's oath of office paperwork was the same office that signed off on this warrant.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so here he is. Will Sanders is like from a different town, far, far away. And they managed to get a search. It's so corrupt. Okay. So Will Sanders is not the only target of the Griffin PD for bringing their cover up to light. On Jessica's Facebook page, she has screenshots of all the harassing text messages and emails that reporters that have taken this case on have received from the police department. It's pretty bananas.
I can't even imagine.
I mean, actually, if they sent us a text message or I guess a DM would be what they would do. I mean, that would make me like so excited.
They probably will.
Okay, because they're pretty wacky. Yeah. So where are they now, 3 years later? Well, due to the way Matthew was released from the Griffin Police Department, he's still able to be a police officer.
No, he is not.
Yes, he is, at any department that will hire him. Because all the charges were dropped. I don't know if he is. I was not able to find him.
He's gone MIA on the social.
Yeah, he's definitely MIA on social. Jessica, on the other hand, she's killing it. She has had another baby with her current partner, and they look happy and adorable. They really look like they are living like their best life. I'm going to show you her picture. And I just want to say I am so proud of her for staying public. I mean, she is really putting all of this out there. There's this hashtag Justice for Jessica Boynton movement.
Yeah.
Good going. Yeah. And the thing that sucks, though, is I'm pretty sure she's still sharing custody with that douchebag that tried to kill her.
Oh, so she has to deal with him somewhat. Yeah. I don't know how it, you know, sometimes they drop off. At
I don't know. Place,
but, you know, like she still has, he has to be in her life forever.
She's got a real good outlook about the whole thing. She's a strong girl. Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm so glad she didn't die.
Yeah, I'm so glad she didn't die. I reached out to her a few days ago and she never got back to me, but I hope she's pleased with this podcast and
she
I hope
that
it
be.
Keeps attention on her story and that someday he'll be held accountable.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to show you their pictures now.
Okay.
Okay, so this is douchebag Matthew Boynton.
Mm-hmm.
This is her in the coma.
That's super sad.
Mm-hmm. But look at her now.
Oh,
she's so cute. This is her new guy and all her kids.
The new guy kind of looks like the old guy.
He's cuter.
Bit. Okay, he is.
Okay. And
she goes for the same type of look.
This is Will Sanders.
Oh, go Will.
Go Will.
Go Will. Let me see this cute little picture with her and her baby. Good. I'm glad. Hopefully she didn't have any brain damage or anything from that.
She says she still gets headaches.
Yeah.
But she's alive.
Gosh, you're like, I wish you would remember.
I know.
I mean, I can't even remember what I did yesterday. So it's like if I was to
Well,
get a
all
injury.
Is not lost. You know, they say it might come back to her.
Yeah, maybe she could do some hypnotherapy.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But wow. Can you imagine what a nightmare that would be?
Nightmare.
Still custody and 24,000 people. That is a small town.
Yeah, it is a small town.
Yeah. And she's got to deal with all his family and they're all like in the police department.
And she can't move away because she has to share
custody.
Yeah, that sucks.
And she's pretty brave.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, this police department will stop at nothing.
Yeah, I know. I know. I've listened to some podcasts, a lot of them actually, that happen in Georgia. And there is corruption. You know that one guy that left his kid in the car, the hot car guy, was in Georgia.
Oh, really?
Tex MacGyver's case is in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
The one where the girl went missing. It's a big podcast. The girl went missing. I think they did a whole cover up. She was hidden in a pecan orchard. Do you remember this?
No.
And they just found her.
Oh, really?
Well, recently. And then now they know who did it and people are in jail. But I think at the time it was covered up by the GBI.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I was thinking? I hope that she gets to go on somebody's show like Dr. Phil. She's still alive. She needs to keep talking about it.
Has she not gone on Dr. Phil?
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. We're gonna call Dr. Phil for her.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a good one.
Yeah.
This is a real good one. He needs to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm gonna try to make that happen. See what I can do. my Rolodex of friends.
Okay.
All right. That was a great case, Gretchy. I really like that. I really like that there needs to be justice.
Justice for Jessica. Yeah. And she has a Justice for Jessica Facebook page.
Yeah. Like it, guys. Like it.
Yeah.
And while you're at it, like our Facebook page. We have two. Closed group and an open group. It's getting a little traction right now.
Yeah.
Also, Instagram us. We're going to come out with a contest real soon.
Real soon. We're getting new merch for our new name.
Yeah. It's so cute. So also, if you love us, rate us a 5-star. If you don't, and just don't rate us at all.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. We always say that. But truly, you know, it's like those Yelp reviews. Although I love Yelp reviews because you really know if like a place is good or not.
Oh, I know. But sometimes.
This is, you know, it's personal preference. Like some people love us and we appreciate it.
Listen, I'll take whatever I can get. Okay.
Yeah. And we'll read some more, you know, of our comments soon. Those are fun to read.
Yeah.
We didn't look up any today. But anyways, have yourself a wonderful day, everybody. Yeah. Stay cool. Oh my gosh, Gretchen, you have a spider on your head. Not a black widow.
Okay, good. You never know around this place.
I know. I know. All right, guys.
Okay.
Talk to you.
Bye.
Clink, clink. Cheers. Clink, clink.